told you what you meant to me.
Yeah?
I know about you, too.
I do.
What you do? And I mean, these meetings.
Yeah?
And tell you time and a few men are, you know, see what's up to.
Okay.
I do what there's on here behind the scenes, one way or another. Cook stuff, me, and paraphernalia, and I'm seeing things going on all at the same time, and making it move the speed through.
How did you do that, beautiful?
Frost.
Your name is Frost?
My name is Alfred Frost.
Alfred Frost?
Yes, right. Alfred.
Yeah.
Is my name.
Yeah.
You're Becky.
Yeah.
Lord.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's my name for years. Yeah. And the kind of way I have. But not as long as all that. I'll be coming several times lately and watching the way things are done. Promising myself an opportunity. Have a few words with you and let you know a few tips, you know.
Yeah. Can you give us a talk, Mr. Frost?
Oh, I don't know about giving a talk.
What are you doing on that site, Mr. Frost? Is there any relation to Frost?
Yes, there's a relation.
Yeah, where did Mr. Frost be rescued after?
Okay.
Someone else remember? I'm very active.
Very active?
I'm very active, I am.
Yes.
I'm very well in the place. Very much as crimes. Not the one to do very much. But you know, want to try to help someone, of course you do what you can, but it's not always possible. Can't force anyone to say or do anything if they don't want to do it. You can try and impress them as best you can, but most people are very, I don't know, caught up in their own daily lives and their ideas, and very few people know of this. When they do know, I don't think it makes all that much difference at all. I would have thought by now everyone would have understood, to some extent, their life after death. When people got these weird ideas, even the so-called religious people seem to be a little wiser or better off. That's some funny ideas.
Did you know about it, Mr. Frost?
No, not really. But I've been on more people I heard about it, but I never went into it. I thought it's probably a lot of nonsense anyway.
How did it look
at? I remember donkeys years ago in some Sunday paper, I think it was, or some paper, there's a whole series of articles about some clergyman had written about life after death. Someone called Owen, I think his name was. Excuse the name here. I didn't know whether to take it in or not. And I thought, well, do you think a man like that should know? And he wouldn't fool anyone, but it didn't seem so odd to me. But I wasn't terribly interested, but I was interested in the articles, but I didn't really know where to bring them. I'd make them much in the tail of it. Do you know Atfield?
Atfield?
I used to live in Atfield.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, yes.
A number of years I lived there in Harpenden. And moved about a little bit in my early years. I went to sea when I was a man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's many years ago now. Things have changed. The world's changed.
Mr. Frost, how were you affected?
I was out in the garden doing some bit of gardening and feeling as light as rain I was. Pleasant, happy day it was. I always like to get out in the garden and do a little bit, you know.
Mm.
Oh, I remember I was feeling a bit giddy and that was it. I remember my daughter, she came out of the garden to call me. look up a tree and she saw me lying on the path there. Of course, by that time I had dawned, you see.
Yeah.
I could see her, I stood there, and it dawned on me almost immediately what had happened. And I had been told since that sometimes people don't realize they did, but I knew almost, well, instinctively or whatever it is, I could see myself lying down on the path, and I saw my daughter come out, and she saw me lying there. She let out a yell, she dropped the cup, she also ran down. And of course, by that time I was born, you see, but
yeah.
All of what I said to her, because I was thinking of my daughter, you see, my married daughter, my wife had passed over 7 years ago, and I remember only too well, just after my daughter apparently my wife appeared to me, and she was all smiling like a young girl. She looked a person didn't even recognize her. That was the funny part about it. I suppose it was in my own mind. I'd always thought of her as an old lady, you see. And it took me quite a few, I suppose, minutes of time. I don't know how long it might have been before I gathered my wits and realized who it was. Oh, was it through that day, I tell you. Of course, they come and carry me inside, and oh dear. And my son-in-law, he was there. He actually had been out, you see. My daughter was all on her own. He was out somewhere, I think he'd gone to a match or something. I don't remember right. Of course, it was a proper to-do, and then they took me away, and I was in, there was a funeral, and I always remember my daughter coming out into the garden, and she picked some roses, and she put them on the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this is going back a number of years now, before the war, this was.
Yeah.
And I was sort of all mixed up inside. I tried, of course, in my own way to let her know I was there, but she didn't understand. Nobody does, you know, that's the trouble. I think that's the worst part of dying, if you ask me, is the fact that people you love, you try to contact them, you try to tell them you're all right, try to cheer them up, and you're feeling so marvelous yourself, and there's all the people you love all upset, and you're dying to get to them, you might say, and cheer them up and make them know what's what. Nobody takes any notice. It's a terrible thing. I think the worst part of dying for the people who died, what I'm saying, it is the state of the people left behind who don't know a thing. In spite of all the religion, they don't know anything, they don't teach anything, they don't prove anything. That's why, in a way, the spiritualists are the only bunch that try to do something. And there again, of course, a lot of the mediums have, well, I've been just up the first few months, I went to various churches or places, you call them, where they meet, you know, but didn't have much success. I was hoping I might have got some sort of message in, but all that's frustrating, if you like, that is. Come on there again, and shouldn't say if one should be grateful to background people who do know something and do try. And of course there are good pagans. I've been coming here for the last few weeks getting an eyeful, trying to get myself sort of sorted out a bit, maybe, you know, being of some help.
Doing very well.
But I must say it's all very interesting, and at the same time it's still a bit odd speaking, isn't it?
Mr. Frost, what did you do after the funeral? Did your wife take you off somewhere?
Oh, dear. Yes, well, once the funeral was over, and it just seemed anything to hold on to. I mean, there was no more body there, you know, and sorry, not that I've had interest in the body, but I suppose to some extent, while I was still in a strange kind of way, linked with a body, well, perhaps not that too much, I think that was more, I was sort of linked with my daughter and the rest of the people, you know, family, not that well. They've got my daughter when they left, of course.
Mm-hmm.
She's got no children. And she always was a good girl. And I wanted to cheer her up. That was my main interest. But of course it was useless. And the son-in-law was quite a decent fellow, but, well, I thought there was no point in staying there, you know, and anywhere with my wife and team and maybe all the other people, but then just started to get out of the other way. And it was unfortunately the bad that my wife taught me, brought me. I say she brought me, but I suppose the kind of way she did, the way she seemed the one that was most responsible. But there were a lot of other people, of course, helping. And then we came together here, and I was very happy, and I live in, I suppose you'd call it a, well, it's stupid to say a block of flats, because it's not a block of flats really in a way, but there's large places, you know, as you could call them, kind of the communal center, where hundreds and hundreds of people live, but everyone's so much in harmony, you see, that it doesn't matter if a lot of us prefer it. There are people who have their own little places and prefer it that way, I suppose, but I'm quite happy. I always was a good mixer. I always got on well with people. And I was never argumentative, so, but then of course I feel there's no need for that. We're all so much in tune. And it's wonderful how we get together and all sorts of things one can do. And I'm still very fond of the garden, and there's a beautiful by tree. It's like as if it's built not in a square exactly, but in the center is a vast expanse of beautiful ground, flowers, there's fountains playing, and even children, these are children that recently passed over, that have come here, that are being cared for. There's a whole section devoted to children where they're cared for, and where there are perhaps no relations or parents in particular who are here, children looked after by people who love children. My wife was always fond of children, and so she takes section of the children. And then there are those who teach. There's big schools here, but they're not small in the same sense, I suppose, as you understand it. They have various methods of education, but this is their, again, not material education. This is a spiritual education, but there are aspects, I suppose, of material, inasmuch that they're taught about life, as was lived on earth, and history and implications. Self, but still very difficult to put into words. I don't think we can, you know. Wonderful countries, environments, and those lovely flowers everywhere. The children are very happy, playing.
And you help with the children
yourself? Well, I don't have a lot to do with the children really myself, because I'm fond of them. But they're experts here, yeah, people who specialize, you know.
Do you do any special work yourself?
Well, this must sound stupid to you, but I was always very interested myself in carving. I always would have liked to have been, well, I wasn't the kind of way a carpenter, but not professional. I always admired beautiful carving and would have liked to have been able to have made on earth furniture and things like that. So I take a great interest in that, and I do carving, and I make what it is furniture. You see, there's another thing I should make it, other people just don't appreciate or realize that things are real, solid to us, just which everything is in your world. And we have substances that grow, substances that we can use, and these things are solid. We can use those things, we can have tools for creating and helping to create things, carving in my case, you see. And it's something that gives me great pleasure. Some people see the things that over here, all you do is think and there it is. Well, that's just plain stupid. I know that in a strange kind of way this can happen under certain conditions. But once people think like that, I think it gives them a false idea. I think people should get the realization that this is a real world. Actually, of course, in a way, it's a world among many worlds on different levels. And that on each level of consciousness and life, that world for you is a reality, and that's a big solid one. And there are substances all manner of conceptions which are used and can be used for construction. There are people who have to design and build, and people who are quite happy using their hands. And I love to use mine in creating what I feel is something benefits, something of beauty. And I can use my own personality in it, you see, and express myself. And people think that all you do is just think of their ideas, they've got a shortcut. Because believe me, I've been living for a short space of time in a purely mental world which has no foundation. A lot of people are going to be very disappointed, I think, if they think all they want is going to be automatically waiting for them. People just have to work for it just the same. You have to do your share. It isn't just there because you want it, it's there because you think it's possible. It's quite a different thing, you know. But I suppose people in your world, even the silver spirits, there's a lot of wishful thinking on that part, you know.
No, I don't say it's
just because I'm content, although it's perfect to say I am content. I don't feel any particular urge to go any further, as you call it. And I don't suppose I shall until such time as I've made it possible, even perhaps in my own unconscious way. I think it's the truth, you know, to say that you progress so slowly that we're not altogether aware or conscious of that change. It's so too subtle. It's as if you go on through what I suppose would be a long time to you, I don't know, but years not being what they are with us as our view. But this business of people coming and talking in an iPhone-looking way, how highly progressed they are, I'm not suggesting that there's not truth in that, but I've been in great souls, highly progressed. Of course, we've been here for centuries upon centuries, and can expect them to progress anyway. But the average person, like myself, who's only been here a few years, we're in a condition or an environment which is best suited to us, in which we are happy because there's obviously the right place for us to be. It's not some super duper kind of place and all the highfalutin and far removed. It's a world which in many senses is very like the earth. We have many of the things that you associate with us. That is things that are essential or necessary or things that are natural. Of course, we don't need machinery as such. That's another thing. If a person creates, whether it's like me with my carving or in some other way, he doesn't have machines and have factories. This is an individual thing, something part of oneself, an expression of oneself. And this is real to us as your things are to you. But this is individual. This is not business. We don't have big business, we don't have factories, machinery, we don't have buses and trams and trains. Those things are purely our material of your world. But we have methods of getting about. But then again, this is something which is within ourselves. When we understand ourselves a little better, so we lighten, as it were, ourselves in our conscious kind of way. And that which would have seemed perhaps difficult or heavy going is simplified, and there's no effort. You see, everything is within yourself. When people can understand that everything is within yourself as to what you are, what you will do, and what you'll become, then things become a little bit more understandable and more rational. Of course, there are, it's true to say, there are people who, because of the state of their mind, are in an environment not set very far removed from Earth because they are holding themselves down by these material thoughts. And they do have many things that you associate with Earth. But these are very figments, you might say, of their own thought and imagination. And since thought is creative more so here than even on your side, it can have a kind of state of being, if you like, in which you seem to be living, which really is a dream state of a kind. In fact, it's not really an awakening of the spirit at all. It's really a condition of life which you accustom yourself to by your thoughts. made possible by us all. So this is a transition stage. This is, I suppose, what the Catholics call purgatory or something, or limbo, or whatever you like. It's a sort of intermediary stage which can and does exist for some people. Indeed, I would say that in some cases this probably must be, but this is not a reality. This is a merging of your world consciousness. It's a sort of dreamlike quality state and being which affects in certain types of individuals who have been so materialistic in their self-talk that they can't help themselves and are ready yet. And other souls from higher spheres have to come and do a lot of work to get them out of that condition which they found themselves, really, which they created for themselves. You see, if only you could see that your world is as if there are varying degrees of life. Interwoven or entwined with your world, where there's a weird mixture between your almost, you might say, two worlds in one. That's where you get your hauntings from. That's where you get these souls who are close to earth in their mentality, that at certain times, under certain conditions, they become visible to people on your side who are probably not spiritualistic or anything like that at all, but who do see there are moments of time when it is feasible under certain conditions for certain souls, earthbound souls, to become quite physical or visible. Indeed, if any people realize that the power of the mind is such that anything is possible, nothing is impossible to those who understand, but more, I'm beginning to realize more and more that there are tremendous things which could be done and achieved, and even by people in your world, if only they be cooperative and turn their minds and get towards spirit. You see, that's the tragedy. Worlds become more and more materialistic and less interested in things of the spirit and the mind, you know. The tragedies of the old world, what man's created by wrong thinking. Remember with this terrible business the other week, that young man that killed right there. There's a state of mind of the people that's brought it about. The conditions around that country are appalling. It's like a pool of, well, it was better fact, we know this, and I'm going to tell you, as in the nature of a prophecy, there are going to be some pretty terrible things happening there before very long, and it's going to be almost like a revolt. I think that there's going to be so much going on that, well, I think there's going to be such upheavals in this country. It's terrible to think about, because the innocent will be the ones who suffer most. Force is the way of causing that. Oh yes, the world's in a ship, you say, I'm doing that together. I must come and speak to you again. Anyway, it's nice to speak to you, Mr. George Wood and Mrs. Mitterling.
Thank you, Mr.
Mitterling. Let's have you come another day.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye-bye.